Number 46. Mr. Richards was quite good at shooting with a rifle, and he had taken part in several competitions in his small town. He had never actually won a prize, but each time he had done well, and once he had come fourth. Then he had to go to a big city on business for a month, and as he had nothing much to do in the evenings there, he joined the local rifle club and spent several pleasant evenings shooting there. The rifle club had a very good first team, which used to take part in a lot of important shooting competitions. One of these took place while Mr. Richards was with them, and of course he went to see it. But one of the members of the club's team suddenly fell ill just before the match, and the captain had to choose somebody else to take his place in a hurry. He had heard that Mr. Richards had taken part in several competitions already, and he had seen for himself at the club that, although he was not really up to the standard of the club's first team, he was quite a good shot. He therefore invited him to take the sick man's place. Mr. Richards felt greatly honored to be asked to shoot for such a good team, but he also felt very nervous because he was afraid of making a fool of himself and letting down his team. In fact, he was so nervous that he couldn't keep his hands from trembling while he was shooting, with the result that he did very badly in the competition. When he took his scorecard to his captain, he said, "After seeing my score, I feel like going outside and shooting myself." The captain looked at the card for a few seconds and then said, "Well, you had better take two bullets with you if you do that."
One. What was Mr. Richards quite good at? Two. How often did he take part in competitions? Three. What did he do when he went to a big city for a month? Four. What took place while he was with the local rifle club? Five. Who invited him to take the sick man's place? Six. How did Mr. Richards feel then? Seven. How did he shoot in the competition? Eight. Why did he get a poor score? Nine. What did Mr. Richards say to the captain? Ten. What did the captain say?